This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is disputing the findings of an inspector general for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, whose report documents shortages of protective equipment for hospital workers and COVID-19 testing kits. It is wrong, the president responded on Monday when asked about the report from the Health and Human Services acting inspector general. We've done more testing, more results than anywhere else in the world. Trump displayed a chart for reporters showing 1.79 million tests for COVID-19 have been conducted in the United States. He said the number is growing by 125,000 people every day. During his evening press conference on Monday, however, the president declined to further answer questions about the report. Instead, he argued with reporters and repeatedly asked for the name of the official responsible for the report. The report is based on interviews with more than 300 hospital administrators from 46 states. It highlights shortages of protective gear for healthcare providers treating COVID-19 patients as well as COVID-19 tests. The president has repeatedly denied any shortcomings in the federal government's response, asserting that it is primarily the responsibility of states to get needed supplies and that they shouldn't view Washington as, in his words, a shipping clerk. When asked by reporters about such complaints from states and from the medical community, Trump has accused the media of being negative and nasty by raising such issues. In the United States, there are 365,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, the most of any country. The number of deaths in the United States from the coronavirus has surpassed 10,000, with about one-third of the fatalities just in New York City. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson last week recently tested positive for coronavirus, moved to intensive care in a hospital after his condition worsened on Monday. This is VOA News. Officials in southern Iraq say three rockets landed near the site of a foreign oil field on Monday. The rockets targeted an area of Basra, Iraq's main southern city. Authorities say a rocket launcher was found nearby after the attack. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Optimism over encouraging news on the coronavirus pandemic sent U.S. stocks soaring on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1,627 points. That's an 8% gain. The Standard & Poor's 500 and NASDAQ were both 7% higher. European investors were also in a mood to buy on Monday. Frankfurt was up 6%, Paris up 5%, and London 3% higher. An Associated Press report says at least 200,000 Afghans living in Iran have been returning home in recent weeks because of Iran's COVID-19 outbreak. The report says the Afghans are returning to their homeland without being tested for the virus, which could later overwhelm the country's healthcare infrastructure. Afghan officials say they fear Iran could possibly force as many as a million Afghans out of Iran. The International Organization for Migration says more than 145,000 Afghans returned home from Iran in March as the virus outbreak surged. A federal report finds three out of four U.S. hospitals surveyed are already treating patients with confirmed or suspected COVID-19. And the Supreme Court for the U.S. state of Wisconsin has blocked a move by the governor of that state to postpone Tuesday's Democratic primary. Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, issued an executive order postponing the election until June the 9th. That was earlier today. He acted in response to widespread demands that he unilaterally postpone the voting when he was unable to agree with a Republican-controlled state legislature on a plan for moving the vote to a later date and the terms of the balloting, such as whether to allow mail-in voting. Once again, Evers issued that executive order earlier today, and much later in the day, the Supreme Court for the state of Wisconsin blocked it. More than a dozen U.S. states have postponed Democratic presidential primaries in April and May between former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders until weeks from now, in hopes that by then the effects of the virus will have dissipated enough to allow voters to show up at polling places and cast votes without endangering their health. And Biden and Sanders are competing for the Democratic nomination to oppose incumbent Republican President Donald Trump in November's presidential election. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Monday it's too early to consider ending restrictive measures put in place to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Merkel called for European leaders to stand together in the face of the crisis. Spain and France showed some improvement after weeks of devastating impact from the virus.